Today's daf is Soita Daf Chof Tes, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, the Rabbi Yishmael. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Chaim Alazar, Ben Yibadol Chaim, Reb Shim Shinarye. So yesterday, the latter part of the daf, we began the Braisa that underpins much of the lumbus of Masechet Soita. The Braisa begins, Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Pamim Ha'amurim B'Parsha. The Torah mentions the word Tumah in the Parsha of Soita three times. It says, V'hishka es hamayim v'hoysa im nitma. It says, Zois Torah ha'kenois ha'shetista isha tachas isha v'nitma. And it says, V'over olav ruach kina v'kineh es ishtoi v'hi nitma. And the question is why? It said Rabbi Akiva, Echod Labal, one is coming to teach me that the soita, who had kinoi and stira, is going to be asur to her husband. Echel Baal, the second is coming to teach me that she will be asur to ever marry the Baal. Echel Truma, and the third is coming to teach me that she will not be able to eat truma. In the course of the daf, we saw that the pasuk that is mechadish, that the soita is asur to the Baal in truma, is teaching us that she's not only Aser Misafik, but she's Aser Mivad. And although we don't know for sure that she was Mezana, but included in the Chiddush HaTorah of the Parsha of Soita is that this Safik is going to be treated like a Vada. So more about that when we get to the raid. But in the Hemshech of the Braisa, Rabbi Yishmael commented to Rabbi Akiva, and he told him, I don't understand, Rabbi Akiva, you have one pasuk to teach me that the soita is also to her husband. One to teach me she's also to the boy. One to teach me that she's not allowed to eat truma. L'chura, I would know that the soita is also to marry a koyein mikal v'chayim. Ma grusha, ma decha grusha, shemuteres l'truma. Who's allowed to eat truma? Asura l'kuna is not allowed to marry a koyein. Zusha, asura b'truma. This soita, who is asur to eat truma, like we just said, one of the tumas mentioned in the pasuk is teaching me that she's not allowed to eat truma. Eino din shasur l'kuna. So certainly, it should be asur for her to be able to marry a koyein. Now, what's the obvious question? Rabbi Akiva was tanai chitin, and Rabbi Shmuel was hoydalai b'sairin. When did Rabbi Akiva say anything about needing a pasuk to teach me that the soita is also to marry a kohen? Rabbi Akiva said it says the word tumah three times in the parasha. One to teach me iser baal, one to teach me iser bayo, one to teach me iser truma. He didn't say a word about kohen. Now, whether or not the soita is also to a kohen, based on Rabbi Akiva's statement, I would have no way of knowing. If Rabbi Shmuel has a kalvachomer that says that if she's aser betruva, kalvachomer, she has to be aser bekayin as well. Because you see, a grusha's muta betruva and aser tokayin zolzayin. Why would you think Rabbi Akiva said anything different? It doesn't seem like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and this braisa are talking to each other. And it's with this very, very obvious question that today's daf begins. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, I don't understand your hasoga. Amar Rabbi Akiva truma. Rabbi Akiva said truma. Meaning, the closest thing that Rabbi Akiva said to what Rabbi Yishmael is talking about is truma. He said that a soita is not that a truma. Umahadale iu kahuna, and you're talking to him about kahuna. So pashit, we're missing something in this conversation. Vesu, and besides the Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, kahuna minale. How taka does Rabbi Akiva know that a soita is asa to marry a kohen? Rashi speaks out very, very importantly. Number one, you see that it's pasha to the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva holds that a soita is not allowed to marry a kohen, even though Rabbi Akiva didn't have any makar to it. But that we're taking for granted, for sure, a soita would not be able to marry a kohen. Why? Says Rashi, because of Rabbi Shmuel's kavachomer. At the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel saying, good. Now, we're not sure yet what Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chomer has to do with Rabbi Akiva said and why it's a hasaga on what Rabbi Akiva said. But the kal v'chomer is for sure a kal v'chomer. And because the kal v'chomer is for sure a kal v'chomer, we're assuming Rabbi Akiva holds of that at the very least. And if that's the case, for sure, the halacha would be, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that a soita is also to a kohen. But at the same time, and this is the punchline, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Akiva's makar is not the kal v'chomer. Meaning, for sure he has to hold of the halacha, because if he didn't hold of the halacha, you'd have a kasha from the Kal V'chomer. But at the same time, the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Akiva's Makar was something else. It wasn't the Kal V'chomer. Because if Rabbi Akiva's Makar is the Kal V'chomer, then for sure Rabbi Shmuel has no tie in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva even holds of the Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara's kasha is twofold. Number one, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva don't seem to be talking to each other. The su, additionally, Rabbi Akiva, kahuna minole, what taka is Rabbi Akiva's Makar to the idea that a soita is not allowed to marry a kohen? Maybe you'll tell me, kahuna le tzricha kro. Maybe Rabbi Akiva taka holds that a soita is not allowed to marry a kohen. However, he doesn't have a pasuk for it, and the reason is it doesn't need a makar. Shari asaba safik zoina kizoina. Because once the Torah was mechadish, echelabal, echelaboil, echelachuma, what essentially are we saying? We're saying that a safik soita is treated like a soita, or a safik zoina is treated like a zoina, right? The words are interchangeable. So you see they're one and the same. So once I know that they're one and the same, and I know that a zoina is not allowed to marry a kohen, so the male, the safik zoina, the soita, also would not be able to marry a kohen. But the problem is, if that's the case, chuma nami vayti vayikra. So then why do I need a third mention of tuma to teach me that the soita is not allowed to eat truma? L'chura say the same thing. Shari asaba safik zoina kezoina. Once I know that she's also to the baal, once I know that she's also to the baal, so I know misafik, I'm treating her like she's a zoina. Zoina is not allowed to eat truma. So from the fact that I need a special riboy to tell me that she's not allowed to eat truma, l'chura, I should also need a special riboy to tell me that she's also to a kohen. So again, the question is, number one, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva don't seem to be talking to each other, but so, what is the makar kohen Rabbi Akiva that a soita is also to marry a kohen? Zok demar, elo, you have to say that it was ikur chaser from the Braisa on Amud Aleph. We're going to add a little edit here. Kol yovoy el makoy moy bashalom. Elo, the Rabbi Akiva are bakroids. We had the brisa that this three psukim mentioned, but really, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's four. Where's the four? Chad. So Rashi speaks out. It says the word tuma three times in the parish of Saita. Nitma, nitma, vinitma. And Rabbi Akiva lishitasei from yesterday's daf, who darshined the vav, uvo, vinitma. And it's from the vav that Rabbi Akiva darshins that you have a fourth mention. Oh, if I have a fourth mention, this is the way we lay it out. Chad babal. And now that Rabbi Akiva had four Makairis, and one of the Makairis was Kayin. On that, Rabbi Shmuel came and Rabbi Shmuel tainted to Rabbi Akiva, Zok, that why do I need a fourth drasha? Meaning, you need a fourth drasha to be marba kahuna. Once I know truma at that point, mikal v'chomer, I will not know kahuna as well. For Rabbi Shmuel, klasa kroik sivi. Rabbi Shmuel's chaylik, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds us only three psukim, chad l'bal, v'chad l'bay, v'chad l'truma, v'kahuna asya, mikal v'chomer. And kahuna, I'm going to know mikal v'chomer. In other words, Rabbi Akiva, who is the Tana of the Braisa on Amud Aleph, didn't have three tumas, he had four tumas. Baal, Boil, Truma, the way we have it, but also one other for Kayan. Now we understand Rabbi Shmuel's Hasaga. His Hasaga is, why do I need a special ribu in the Torah to tell me that a Soit is also to a Kayan? If he's also for Truma, Kalvachayim is also to a Kayan, Kalvachayim Migrusha. Additionally, now I know Rabbi Akiva's Makar, how he taka knows that a Soit is also to a Kayan. He knows it from the fourth mention of the word Tumah. But the Gemara has another kasha. It says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, Mimait Itzrichkra, Vitruma, Vikuna Asi, Vikalvachayim. Rabbi Shmuel, you have three mentions of Tumah. Akiva has four, Rabbi Shmuel had only three. What are the three? Baal, Boil, Truma, and then Kahuna, I know Mikal V'chaim. Freit the Gemara. How do I know that the third one is coming to teach me Truma? Dilmaki Yitzrich L'Kahuna. Maybe the third mention is coming to be Mar B'Kuna, V'Truma Sharia. And really, Truma is going to be Mutter. Meaning, we have a klal, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. Tafasta Mu Tafasta. So, three mentions of Tuma. Baal, Boil, for sure. Okay, that's off the table. Now, the question is, what am I going to do with the third Tuma? I can use it to be mechadish that a soit is aser bekuhuna. I can use it to be mechadish that the soit is aser betruma. In svara, which one would you be marba? Kuhuna. How do I know that? Grusha toichiach. Because grusha is aser to a kohen, yet a grusha is allowed to eat truma. So in svara, then it makes more sense to be marba kuna. Now, if I knew for sure we're being marba truma, I would know kuna mikal v'chaymer. But the kasha is mechatesa to be marba truma. Maybe be marba kahuna. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, I don't understand. According to you, there's only three. How do you know the third one is coming to be marba truma? And therefore, I'm going to learn kuna mikal v'chomer. Maybe it's coming to be marba kahuna v'truma sharia. So the Gemara says, amalach, Rabbi Shmuel is going to tell you, mistabra. No, it actually makes sense that the third tuma should be marba truma. Why? Dumya de baal ubayil. Because the issa truma is similar in a certain way to the issa baal and the issa baal. How so? Ma baal ubayil michayim, just like the issa baal and the issa baal are both michayim. Meaning, the fact that a soit is also to her husband, that's while he's alive, obviously. The fact that the soit is also to the baal is also negeya while the husband's alive. Michayim meaning of the baal. Why? Because if the husband ever divorced his wife, she would be also to the baal. The Issa Truma is also something that would be Negeya while the husband is alive. As opposed to the Issa Kahuna of Soita, that would never be Negeya while the husband's alive. Why? While the husband's alive, if they're married, she's an Eshes Ish. While the husband's alive, if he gives her a get, she's a Grusha. So where would it be Negeya if the Torah was being Mechadish, an Issa to... for the soita to marry a kohen only in the event that the husband dies? She's an amana. An amana is allowed to marry a kohen. You can't marry a kohen gadol, but it's allowed to marry a kohen, and that's where it would be negated the salacha. But being that that's not michayim, so it's not dumya to the issa baal and the issa baal, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel held in svara that just like baal and baal was michayim, avtruma nami michayim lavuki kuna to lachamisa, as opposed to kuna, which is only going to be negated lachamisa. So it's true based on the rule of tefasta meruba loy tefasta, that would make more sense that the third tum should be marba kahuna, not be marba truma. However, there's a svara to say that it's being marba truma, dumya de baal ubayil, that's mechayim, and once it's marba truma, kav v'chayim, I know kahuna as well. Zok the gemara of Rabbi Akiva. Why did Rabbi Akiva need four mentions of tuma? L'chay Rabbi Akiva, you could have also had three mentions of tuma. I would know that the third one is coming to be marba truma, dumya de baal ubayil, and once I know truma, you have Rabbi Shmuel's kav v'chayim. So the gemara says, Yakiva dumi the baal ubayil. Lastly, didn't hold of the shtickle tayra. Nami islay. And even if you want to tell me he did hold of the shtickle tayra, and based on that, it's true. If the tayra would have mentioned tuma three times, what would the third one be for truma dumi the baal ubayil? And enochanami, I would know kunami kavuchaymer. Abin milsa that's bekavuchaymer. Tayra v'gasav lekra. There is a mandam and shas that holds that even things that I could know me kavuchaymer, sometimes the tayra mentions. So either way, the tayra would mention the fourth one. But the bottom line is, this concludes the very first part of the daf. We had a braisa on Amud Aleph, the very, very critical braisa of the three times that it mentions Tumma in the parish of Soita. Really, that is a little bit of a misnomer. It's true in the world of Rabbi Yishmael, but it's not true in the world of Rabbi Akiva, Shehalacha Kemoisai Mechaveira. In Rabbi Yishmael's world, it says Tumma three times, Baal, Boil, Truma. Isn't a Soita also Asa to a Kayin? Where does that come from? That's the Gemara we just learned. That's learned from Kal V'chaymeh. In Rabbi Akiva's world, there's actually four mentions of Tumah. Now, it only says the word Tumah three times, but Rabbi Akiva is Doirish Vavin, like we saw very prominently in yesterday's daf. The Vav of Vinitma is the fourth mention. So what then are the four things that are Nisrab in the parish of Soita? It's Baal, it's Boil, it's Truma, and it's Kahuna as well. Why do I need Kahuna? Don't I have a Kal V'chaymeh? Anyway, it's good. That the Gemara just addressed. Either way. So one more postscript to yesterday's daf. So we said that from the parish of Soita, we learned the halacha that a suffix Soita is Aser, which Taisva says we would have known anyways, but that a suffix Soita is Aser, Kivada. Umikanat Adon, said the Braisa. From here we learn a very, very important halacha. And that is, just like a suffix Soita is Aser, Kivada, so too, every suffix Tumo Breshus Hayachid is also going to be Tomei Kevadai. So the laws of Safik Tuma are different than the laws of Sveikis and Kala Torah Kula. Ordinarily, if there's a Safik, it doesn't matter if the Safik was Noilid and a Breshus Hayachid, Breshus Rabban, what's the difference? What matters is it a Sveikid Araisin, Sveikid Rabbanon, is there a Chazaka, is there a Raiv, right? Those are the things that matter. How many Sveikis are there? But in terms of Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, that's a Sugin Hilcha Shabbos, like Man Dechar Shmei. But when it comes to Tumah, there's a special Chiddush that where the Tumah is Noilad makes a very, very big difference. In fact, Safik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid, Sveikid Tomei, Safik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikid Tomei. What's the Makar? It's learned out from Saita. What do you see in Saita? Saita is a Safik Tumah. The Torah refers to the Saita as a tmeya, three times it says vinitma. Soita takes place in a Rishus HaYachid. It takes place in a matziv of stira. You see, Safik is aser, not just aser, it's kivadai. And from there, we learn that every single situation of Safik Tomer, Rishus HaYachid, is going to be Sveika Tom. If, however, it's going to be in a Rishus HaRabim, which is already not dumyo de Soita, so there the halach is going to be Safik Tomer, Rishus HaRabim, Sveika Tom. Obviously, this is a lot more complex, but at the same time, that's Pasha the Davyomi version of what we saw at the end of the Brice in yesterday's daf. The Brice has said that being that the Makarta, Safik Tomer, is learned out from Soita, there's another halacha we learn. And that is that just like Soita is a Dover Sheyesh by Dasli Shahel. You can ask the Soita, are you Tame, are you not Tame? So too, the only time you have the halach of Safik Tumah, Bershus Hayachit, Zvekai Tame, is if the thing that's contracting the Tumah, the recipient, the Noigeya, is also a situation where it's a Dover Sheyesh by Dasli Shahel. So a person, for example, as opposed to an item, which is a Dover Sheyesh by Dasli Shahel, you're not going to have the special Chiddush of Safik Tumah, Bershus Hayachit, Sveikoi Tomei. So again, Sofik Tomei B'shus Hayachet Sveikoi Tomei, only if it's a Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishol. What's the Makar? Well, it's very posh, because how do you know Sofik Tomei B'shus Hayachet? I know it from Soita. Soita is a Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishol. Thus I know that this halach is true only if it's a Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishol. Sofik Gemara, I'm Rav Gidon Marav, Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishol, Ve'im by Das Lishol, Mehaikra Nafko. He said that from the sugi that we learned yesterday, it sounds like that the Makar to Dover Sheyesh by Das Lishol or Im by Das Lishol is from Soita. Rav Gidon Marav said, no, that's not really where it's from. It's learned out L'chayra from somewhere else, which, by the way, is going to be a kash in a minute. But either way, since said Rav Gidol Merav, let's learn that from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'habasar asheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachel." But ishi sarif. The end of the pasuk is, "V'habasar kol tahar yoychal basar." So we're talking about basar kodesh v'yikra perik zayin. This is the beginning of Torah's koyanim. So if you have basar that's tamei lo yeyachel, you're not allowed to eat it. If you have a basar kachem that's tahar, then yoichal, then the halach is you're allowed to eat it. So said Rav Gidol Merav, l'chayr kem emachin adiak. It says v'abasa ashiga b'chol tamei lo yoyachel. What does it sound like? Vaday tamei hu de lo yoyachel. If we know for sure it was yiga b'tamei, meaning it's vaday tamei, then the halach is you're not allowed to eat it. Has sofik tamei v'sofik tar yoyachel. It sounds like if you would have a sofik if this basa is tamei or not, then you would be allowed to eat it. Ema seifa. Look at the end of the same pasuk. It says v'abasa kol tar yoyachel basar. It sounds like vaday tar hu de yoyachel basar has sofik tamei v'sofik tar. It sounds like fakir. It sounds like the only time you're allowed to eat it if it's for sure tar. If not, not. In other words, Rav Gidol Merav said there's a little bit of a conflicting mashmois from the Reish of the Pasuk to the Sefer of the Pasuk. Reish of the Pasuk sounds like Vaday Tomei is a problem, Sofik Tomei is okay. From the Sefer of the Pasuk, it sounds like Vaday Tar is okay, as opposed to Sofik is not okay. How do you give the chenetz with this? El Olaf Shmami, no, must be. There are times that where there's a Sofik, it's going to be okay. And then there are times where it's a Sofik, it's not going to be okay. Kan sheyesh by das lishol. Kan sheyesh by das lishol. If it's a Dover sheyesh by das lishol, then if there's a Sofik, if it's an Rishos Hayachid, right, you have to add that. So you're going to say Safik Tumma B'Rishos Hayachid Tzvekoy Tame. So even if it's a Safik, still it's going to be a problem. If, however, it's Ndavash Ein Baidas Lishol, then if it's a Safik, it's not going to be a problem. But Al-Kapanim, Rav Gidol Merav just gave us a new makar to this halacha of Ndavash Yesh Baidas Lishol and Ndavash Ein Baidas Lishol. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, if the makar is Soita, why do I need Rav Gidol Merav's makar? So the Gemara says, V'itzrach Rav Gidol Merav, V'itzrach L'migmar Misoita. I need the two makars. Had I only had Rav, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Rav Gidol Merav's makar didn't say anything about Rishos Hayachar, Rishos Harab. It's Rechel Migma Misoita. That's why I need Soita. And then I only had Soita. I mean, I would have thought Ad Ikudas Negeya Umagia. From the parish of Soita, I would have thought that maybe the only time Safik Tomer Rishos Hayachar Tzvekoy Tomei is if Saida Negeya, the one that's contracting the Toma, is a Dava Sheesh by Das Lishol, like the Isha, and Saida, the person that's conveying the Toma, is a Dava Sheesh by Das Lishol, like the Ish, as opposed to in a situation where the Magia is a Dava Sheim by Das Lishol, and it's only the Noigeya that's a Dava Sheesh by Das Lishol, maybe that's not treated like a Dava Sheesh by Das Lishol, and maybe their Suffolk Toma is going to be Tar. Tzricha from Rav Gidol Merav, I learned a special Riboy there, doesn't mention Magias and Noigeyas, and that's coming the Rabbis, that even if it's only the Negeya that's a Dava Sheyesh Beidas Lishol, that would be enough. Exhale. So there's two dots here, and they very much belong here, because really the next part of the sugya going into a good part of tomorrow's daf, so really it's going to be half of today's daf and half of tomorrow's daf, the sugya is going to drastically change, and we're going to talk about the laws of Tumah V'Taira, Rishon L'Tumahs and Sheni L'Tumahs and Shlishi L'Tumahs and Revi'i L'Tumahs. But I think before we start the next sugya, it's kedai to come up for breath, litein revach bein parsha leparsha, and speak out one ha'ara, which is really a hashlama to the raid that we spoke about yesterday. So yesterday, we mentioned that Soita Daf Chaf Ches is the daf in terms of the lumdis of Mesech de Soita. Specifically, the braisa that the Gemara brought that says that a Sufik Soita isn't just an ordinary Sufik Isser, but rather the nature of the way we treat this suffix is, in the words of the Gemara, kivada. So ordinarily, if you have a suffix iser, sveke dairaisa lechumra, machloikis Rambam and the Rishonim, whether sveke dairaisa lechumra is midairaisa or midirabanan, but sveke dairaisa for sure is lechumra. And the gather of the chumra is that, being that I'm not sure whether this is mutter or this is us, so I have no choice, misafik, to assume the worst case scenario, and I have to treat it as if it's asa. In the parasha of Soita, was neschadish that the suffix Soita is not only asa because of the tzad that maybe she was nivala, because maybe she was mezana. But rather, what's the schadish in the parasha of the suffix soita is that being that she's a suffix soita, and being that there's a tzad, there's a maybe she was mezana, we are going to treat her right now as if she was vadai zinz. Lamai nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, says Tosfos, if the husband was baalel, and then after 120, he finds out that really his wife wasn't tahira, he's going to be nenash in bezdin shalmaila as if he was bought on a vadai soita. Igloy milsalam afreya, that really she was never a soita. It's not true. Because being that she was a suffix soita is treated 100% like a vadai soita. And that's for sure one of the big chidushim that you find in the parasha of soita. Yesterday we mentioned the Shitu Mekubetzes is Kasha, Mesechtes Ksubas Daftes Amar Aleph. Ksubas Daftes, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Nema La Yisra Aleph. A man gets married, in his mind, he's marrying a Besula, he finds a Pesach Pesuach, which means, L'chura, that she was Nivala. However, he's not 100% sure when exactly this bia took place. In the olden days, there was a full year between the Erusin and the Nisuin, and as a result, there's a legitimate possibility that maybe this nus happened after Erusin. Erusin would make her ready an Eishes Ish that's Mizana is also to her husband. As a result, he has a suffix here. He's not 100% sure what he's supposed to do. And there's a whole sugya, Shaneimol, of Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Nema Lo Yisrael. And in that sugya, it's Mavur two things. Number one, it's Mavur that in the event that there would be a svek sveka, there'd be two stodim to say that even though this woman has a Pesach Pesuach, but at the same time she's mutter, the halacha would be, there'd be no issues, everything would be okay. Svek sveka and kol ha'tayra kula, the halacha is, you go l'kula. So if there'd be a svek sveka in a Pesach Pesuach situation, sofik tachtav, sofik laf tachtav, sofik ba'ina, sofik baratz, and the halacha is, she would be mutter. Another thing that's mavura in the sugya, in Ksubas Taftes is, from Tosfos and all the Rishonim, is that in the event that she had a chazaka, the chazaka would also be able to be machriya the sofik. And the Rishonim and the Achroinim all ask that, I don't understand. Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi is a situation of sofik. What kind of sofik? Sofik soita. We have a sofik, whether this eshesish was mezana tachas bailo, or she wasn't mezana tachas bailo. Sofik soita. The Brisa says in Soita Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph is Asabas Safik Kevadai. If it's Asabas Safik Kevadai, then Lechayr Vos Pas Chazokis and Vos Pas Svek Sveik. And just to bring out the Kasha a little bit starker, Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid is learned out from Safik Soita. And by Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid, we know the rule called Sveika Shata Yochel Harbois. It doesn't matter how many Sveikas you have, the Aloch is going to be, that Sveika is going to be Tumah. So if that's the case, for sure, Safik Soita called Sveika Shata Yochel Harbois, you're going to have the same exact rule. The Aloch is going to be that Sveika Tumah. And Chazokis? Chazokis doesn't work in the parish of Safik Soita. Chazokis doesn't work in the Sugi of Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayochid. So Vosfrek Toysfis and all the Rishonim Ksubas Tav Tes. What happened to Chazakis? I'll tell you what happened to Chazakis. We're dealing with a suffix soita. Suffix soita is asa kevada. In other words, the sugi in Ksubas Taftes doesn't seem to be talking to the sugi in soita daftav ches. This is the grace of Kashas. Yesterday we mentioned Reb Chaim in Sefer in Chidushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchus Yibin V'Chalitza Perik Vav Alochi Yotes, where Reb Chaim said that it's muchach from here that this braisa in soita daftav ches amar alef that says that a suffix soita is Asabas Safik Avada is only true for the Safik Soita of Kinu Vestira. But as it relates to a regular Safik Soita, such as a Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, if there would be a regular case of Safik Soita, you would not have this Brisa. And you would not have the Halacha of Safik Avada. And being that you wouldn't have the Halacha of Safik Avada, so that Safik, which is of course a Safik, would be governed by the rules and regulations that govern all Sveikas. You'd have a Parsha of Svek Sveika, you'd have a Parsha of Chazaka, but as it relates to the Parsha of the Chudeshes of Safik Kevadai that you find by Safik Soita, that's unique, it's exclusive, it's Mesuyim to the Safik of Kinui v'stira. And in the words of Rab Chaim, u'bal karchach, derak pekinoi hu dahavi gzeres akosev, the stira oisarta usveika kivado. It's a gzeres akosev, that when this kinoi, then the stira would make her osir, and not only would it make her osir, it would be osir misafik, that is kivada. But as we mentioned yesterday, we only spoke out an excerpt of this Reb Chaim. I think La Shlomo Sa'inyan, it's kedai to speak out a little more of this Reb Chaim. We're not going to speak out the whole Reb Chaim, certainly not Be'echos, that's above my pay grade, but just to speak out a little bit more and get a better appreciation of the context of this Reb Chaim. It's a bechina of the Imlo Yachshav Emosai, and therefore I think it's kedai to just talk about this a little bit more. One of the big sugyas in the Sechtes Yevamos, scary, is the sugya of Tzaras Soita. The truth is that there's a counterpart to the sugya of Tzaras Soita in Masechtas Yevamos, and that sugya is in Masechtas Soita. The reason there's two sugyas of Tzaras Soita is because one sugya is discussing the Soita Vadai, and the other sugya is discussing the Safik Soita. Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph is a sugya arucha that discusses a Vadai Soita that falls the Yibam. Soita Dav Heom at base, and Dav Vav and Aleph discusses a suffix Soita that falls the Yibam. Yevamos Dav Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Tzara Soita Asura. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married, he has no children. Reuven's wife was Mizana Tachta, with Eden. She's a Soita Vadai, she's Asur to her husband. Then Reuven dies. The halacha is that Reuven's wife does not fall the Yibam. Says the Gemara, my time, why not? Because the Torah mentions the word Tumah in the parish of Soita. How many times? 3 times? Going to Rabbi Akiva, even 4 times. But the Torah mentions the word Tumah in the parish of Soita. And the Torah uses the word Tumah to describe Arayas. Just like in Ervitz, the first Mishnah, Masechtas Yevamos, that falls Yibam. There's no Yibam. And there's no Chalitza. And even the Tzaras Erva is Aser. So too, the Tzaras Soita is going to be Aser. Meaning the Soita herself, no Yibam, no Chalitza. And her Tzara is also going to be Pater. Mina Yibam v'Chalitza. Why? Because we treat the Soita as if she's an Erva. My Taima, Tumo Ksiv Bokai Arayas. That's the part of the sugya that we need in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. The sugya in Masechtas Soita on Daf Hei Amud Beis was commenting on the first mission of the Masechta. The Masechta began discussing the basic halachas of Kina and Stira, the basic laws of a Safik Soita, and the last line of the Mishnah was, in the event that Reuven is married to a Safik Soita, he has no children, and he has a brother, and then he dies. So the halacha is, Reuven's wife is Choyletzes V'loy Mesiyah Bemes. Shimon can't do Yibum to Reuven's wife, but instead, he's going to do Chalitza. And the Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis didn't really understand the sugya so well. The Gemara said, why? Amai, tisya benami yevumi. What's the makar to this? Like, what would be the problem? Why is the halacha that a suffix soita cannot do yibam? And the Gemara brought a whole reshima of makairis and kalvachaymis to try to come up with an explanation of why it is that a suffix soita, the halacha is, chayletznes v'loy mesyabemes. But just to be clear, a suffix soita, what's the halacha? Shimon has to do something. She's a shemeres yavam. She's bound by the issa deiraisa of leisiyah eshes ameis achutza leishzar. It's just he can't do yibum, me'ezatam. Instead, he has to do chalitza. Additionally, the tzara of the suffix soita, meaning, let's say, Reuven had 2 wives. One was a suffix soita, and the other one was not. So the halacha is the tzara of the suffix soita that Shimon wanted, he could even do yibum for. There's no mention of the tzara of the suffix soita in the sugya, and the Rambam Mefurish in Yad Chazaka says Perek Vav Alocha Yutes that the tzara of a suffix soita, if you want, you can go ahead and you can do yibum or you can do chalitza. So again, it's very very simple. There's 2 sugyas of the soita as it relates to Yevamos and Shas. You have Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph and you have soita Daf He. In Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, you have the sugya of a soita vaday that falls the yibum. What's the halacha? Tumaksib bakarayas. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza. Not for her, not for her tzara. The sugya in the family base is discussing the suffix soita that falls the yibum. What's the halacha? Chaylatz is flaming siyabemis as it relates to the tzara. If you want to do yibum, you could do yibum. L'chayra, freit rabchayim, it's a pliya atzum. And it's really the Rishonim's kasha. It has no havon in the belt. It's mamish tzarechi and God. I mean, we mamish set this up for a day and a half. It's mechusar havana. How's it possible that there could be a nafkemina between a vadai soita and a sofik soita? If every sofik soita is also kivadai, so that means a sofik soita is a vadai soita. And if a sofik soita is a vadai soita, how could it be two sugyas? If a vadai soita is tumak sibba karayas, then a sofik soita has to be tumak sibba karayas. And if a vadai soita is no yibba, no chalitza, so why is sofik soita chaletzes? And if a vadai soita tzara soita asura, so why is the tzara of a sofik soita not asa? It's a plea to zokta pchayim, that will feed the raid that we spoke about. It's not shayach. Why? Because the emes is that really the whole concept of a suffix soita being kevada is a chiddush. It's a gzeiras hakasav. The Torah said that when there's kine and stira, so now we're being mechadash a gzeiras hakasav. That what? That this woman is going to be treated like a vaday soita. The gzeiras hakasav was only said for the dvarim amufurash of Torah. And what are the Dvar Mamu Furash of Atayra? Oh, it's very straightforward. It says the word Tumah three times, maybe four times. Echel Abal, Echel Abayel, Echel Atrumah, Echel Kohuna, Gamarnu. That's it. There is no other Riboy in the Gzeres HaKosim of the parish of Kine Vestira to say that the Sofik Soita is going to be Kavadai. There's no Riboy that says that Vos Negei, the Sugya of Tzara Soita, Vos Negei, Yuvam Estaf Yer Aleph. I have a Bezunderi Riboy that the Sofik Soita, because of the Gzeres HaKosim, and because of the Chiddush HaToy, because of the Kine, she's going to be treated like a Vadai Soita. Icham Nisha Makar for them. And because I have no Makar for that, so it's for that reason the Sofik Soita, as it relates to the parish of Yibum, is not going to be treated like a Vaday Soita. It's not going to be treated like a Vaday Soita. Okay, so it's a different sugya. And because it's a different sugya, that's why it's true. A Vaday Soita, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, Sofik Soita, Schailat says. And a Vaday Soita, Tzara Soita, as it relates to a Sofik Soita, it's not going to be that way. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, if she's a Sofik, and Sofik is Kavadai, so how could you be Mechalik? The Teretz is, it's true she's a Sofik, and it's true Sofik is Kavadai, but the Sofik Kavadai is a Chiddush HaTorah, it's Xeris HaKosav, for her Raya is a Krav Chayin, Ksuba Staf Tess, because every Sofik site is not treated kevadai. Elamai, it's in Chiddush HaTorah. So the Chiddush HaTorah is wherever it was Nischadish. It was Nischadish for Baal, Boil, Trum, and Kuna. It wasn't Nischadish anywhere else. And being there, it was never Nischadish as it relates to Yevamis. So Vos is Negei, the Yevamis to Gesugis. You don't have this halacha that the Sofik site is kevadai, and that's why the laws of the Vadai site and the laws of the Sofik site are not going to be the same. But there's a whole other part to this, Reb Chaim. And if we didn't speak this out, it would be Ikka Chasim and Asefer, malpractice. So I think we need to speak out the other component of this Reb Chaim as well. Because Reb Chaim said that, again, this is Pashit. This is level one. But it's still a plea. It's still a plea. And it's still very hard to understand the sugya of Tzara Safik Saita or the Yevamis Safik Saita the Gesugya and Mesachta Saita Dafayam at base. Why? Two kashas, like Reb Chaim. Number one, the Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara approached the Mishnah that says Ve'im Meis Chayletzes V'Leimis Yabemis, Mamish in completely overwhelmed. I don't understand. Am I what? Like what Shaiches? This Yabim Nami Yavumi. Like what's the problem? Why can't Shimon be Miyabim the Safik Soita? Freik Reb Chaim. Even if you want to tell me that there's no halacha of Safik Kivadai when this. But with regards to Yevamis, because that's Xeris HaKosav, that the Torah was only Mechadish where it was Mechadish it. But L'chayre, every Sofik Soita, Misofik is a Sofik Soita. And if Misofik, she's a Sofik Soita, what's the Gemara's Kasha do Yibum? She can't do Yibum because it's a Sofik. Maybe she was Mezana. In other words, the Chiddush HaTorah that a Sofik Soita is treated like a Vadai Soita, that's Dafka where the Torah was Megal the Chiddush. That's something that you don't have in Ksuvas Daf Tes, and as a result, you wouldn't have it even in the parish of Kine Vestira versus Negei Yevamis. Or in Ksuvas Daf Tes, you do have the halacha that if there's a suffix that maybe an Eishas Ish was Mazana, you have to treat it like a suffix Eishas Ish is Insa. Of course, what's the Shaila? It's true in every parish in the Torah. So why would it not be true over here? Good, not the Bezundere parish of Suffix of Adai, a regular suffix with Sfek Sfekas and Chazakas. Okay. But at the very least, every Sofik Soita should be there. So a Sofik Soita, even if you want to tell me, is not treated like a Vaday Soita versus Negei Yevamis, but a Sofik Soita she should be, and if she's a Sofik Soita, so it's Pasha why she can't do Yibum. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? And why do we need Makairis to tell me that a Sofik Soita can't do Yibum? Amai Tisyabin Nami Yevume, what do you mean she's a Sofik Soita? You'll tell me she's not a Sofik Soita Kavada. Good, Reb Chaim already spired that from Ksuba Staf Tes. But at the very least, she's a Sofik Soita. Midei Sveika Loi Nafka. And if she's a Sofik Soita, what's the Havim? She should be able to do Yibum. Demis is, it's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks this Kasha, and Yevamis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And it's a Pli Atzuma.
What's the Gemara's kasha of Tisiabim Nami Yevume? L'chura, at the very least, she's a suffix saita. But Rav Chaim asked another kasha. The Rambam, we just said, in Perek Vav Halachi Tas Hilchas Yibum Chalitza, says that as it relates to the tzara of the suffix saita, if the brother wants to do Yibum, he could do Yibum. Frank Rav Chaim, how can you do Yibum? L'chaira, the tzara of the suffix saita is a suffix tzara saita. Because every suffix saita is dacha suffix saita. So that means that the tzara is a tzara of a suffix saita. If the tzara of a vaday saita is aser, that's Rav Yehuda Merab's memory, Yevamis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, tzara saita asura my time atum ksiva karayas. So every tzara suffix saita l'chayra should be a suffix of Yevamis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And if that's the case, the halacha should be chayletzes floy mesiabemes. And how you talking that the Rambam says that l'chatchil, if you want to go ahead and do yibum, you have a right to do yibum. These are the two additional kashas, meaning after we already learned the first Chelek Rav Chaim twice, there's still two bumba kashas that emerge from the Sugya Masechta Sivamis. So to answer this, Rav Chaim said the punchline. Said Rav Chaim, Elun Nira, it's muchach from here, that when the Torah was mechadish, that al yidei kinav estira, this suffix soita is treated like a suffix kevadai, licked in der chiddish tzvei zachen. Number one, suffix kevadai, really that's number two, but also, in the chiddush of kinav estira is hagufa that we treat a suffix saita like a suffix saita. Because were it not for the chiddush of kinav estira, we would not treat a suffix saita like a suffix saita. Meaning, were it not for the chiddush of kinav estira, a woman that had kinay and stira would be mutil abayla. And Reb Chaim said, the Makar to this is the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Da Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. The halacha is if a man and a woman, a man and an Eish Ish, are together in a state of Yichud, the halacha is this woman is mutter to her husband. It's halacha. She's mutter to her husband. Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Even though Yichud maybe is in a Sedei Raisa, and even though there's a Shtikl Raglaim Ludovah, there may be something happened, it doesn't matter. The halacha is Ein Oisrin Ala Yichud. Pashit, she has a chazakah, but the halacha is that machmas cheskasa, ein oisrin ala yichud, in the words of Reb Chaim, we don't even see a suffix. There's no suffix, there's no tzad that we reckon that maybe there was a snus. Thus, haste, the fact that when there's a stira, we deher all of a sudden, whoa, I'm not sure, maybe something happened there, shtazoi pashit, echalabal, echalabal, right? This whole Indian is all a chelik of the chiddush of the parish of Saita. That when the husband was v'kinei as ishtoi, and then there was a stira, you don't have the din of ein oisrin ala yichud. Ein oisrin ala yichud is unkinui, of a mitkinui, so now if I care, now it's v'nitmon, nitmon, nitmon. It's a whole different parish, but that's all a chelik of the gzeres hakosuv of the parish of suffix saita. So said Reb Chaim, without the gzeres hakosuv, without the chiddush of kinei and stira, not only would the suffix saita not be usher kivadai, she wouldn't even be asa misafik. It's all because of the gzeres hakasav of kinav estira. It's because of that chiddush haTorah that she's aser even misafik. So said Reb Chaim that we just said that the chiddush of kinav estira is only negeya wherever the Torah was megalit. Echelabal, echelabal, echelat shumo, ve'echelat kahuna. But where the Torah wasn't megalit over there, I don't have that chiddush. And the Torah was clearly not megalit in the parish of Yibum. That was the first chelik. If the Torah wasn't megalit as it relates to Yibum, that means vasis negeya the yevamis digesugis. I don't even have a suffix. If I don't even have a suffix, zokreb chayim. That's the Gemara's kash and soita daf hamid base. V'meis chayletzis v'loimis yabemis v'amai tisyaben ami yevumi. What was the kasha? The kasha was, what do you mean tisyaben ami yevumi? At the very least, she's a suffix. At the very least, this is a oimah pesach pesuch betzasi nemen lo yisrael beishas kayin. Right? At the very least, it's a chad sveika of suffix that maybe she was mezana. Zokreb chayim, it's not true. What do you have? You have stira? Ein oisrin ala yichud. You have kinoi? The Torah was never mechadish that kinoi means anything as it relates to Yevamos. So as a result, the Rambam paskins that the tzara of a suffix soita, you'll add a duyibum. What's nekasha? Isn't she at the very least a suffix tzara? No, why is she a suffix? What did she do? What is the suffix? There's no pesach pesuach. What's the suffix? Oh, the suffix is that there was a stira, kedushin peyalef, ein oisrin ala yichud. Oh, because there was kinoi. Which one of these boxes does it check off? None of them. So as a result, what shaykhis? And that's why the Rambam paskins that if you want to go to Chatchila and you want to do Yibum, you'd be allowed to do Yibum. Just to say it, the Lashoni Azov Shal Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim, Ubal Karchach, because of everything that we just spoke out. The Gzeres HaKosov Shal Kinoi Hu Betarti. The Gzeres HaKosov of Kinoi is twofold. Bein L'Shav Yisveika,
Ubein laso isfeka kevada. Sai, the Gzeres HaKosov of Kinoi creates the Safik, and Sai, it says that that Safik is going to be treated like a Vada. Avo belav hoch, without the Gzeres HaKosov of Kinoi, harehi becheskasa, she would have a chazaka, the ein kan shum, sveiko, there's no skla. Umimelo, just a fear, it's the Hodder Dina, says Reb Chaim, the le'inyan tumuk sebakarayas, le'inyan chalitza v'yibom, the lo'y mayo b'zehadin kinoi, v'daynina lo kemoy b'loy kinoi, im kein havya b'chlal hach dino, the ein oisran ala yichod, the lo'y hava gam sveika. Either way, this concludes the Saita portion of today's daf, and almost, not 100%, but almost the Saita portion of the Masechta that we are learning, and we shift our attention right now to the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. So as it relates to the halachas of Tumah v'Tahira, so these sugyas come up in different places in Shas, and really, all the sugyas of Tumah v'Tahira that we have in Shas are a little bit different. Right? There's a whole Seder Tahiris, we don't have Gemara on Tahiris, and as a result, the Teresh Baal Peh that really we have on Tumah V'Tahira scattered around in different sugyas. Rav Chinas Kana Kehanim, and Masechtas Psachim, Perek Arva Roitev, and Masechtas Chulin, and there's two dafin, or really two half a dafin, tucked away right here in the fifth Perek of Masechtas Saita. So just a little bit of an introduction. We know that not all Tumas were created equally, meaning there's many, many different sources of Tumah. A mace is Tameh. Someone that touches a mace is in himself Tameh, a Nevela is Tameh. The Shmei Deshratzim are Tmeyim, a Nida, Zav, a Zava, a Yeledes, a Metzor. There's many, many different types of Tmeyim. Each Tameh has its unique Shulchan Aruch, which is what adds a lot of complexity to the Sugyas of Tumah V'Tahira. One thing that all Tumah has in common is that if it comes in contact with something, it's going to convey Tumah. Meaning, if something Tahar would touch something that's Tameh, the halacha is that thing would now become Tameh. Now, anything that is intrinsically Tameh is known as an Avatum. An Avatumah that comes in contact with something makes that something into a Rishon Latumah. A Rishon Latumah that comes in contact with something makes that into a Sheni Latumah. A Sheni that would touch something would make that into a Shlishi Latumah. A Shlishi would make that thing that it touches into a Revi Latumah. If a Revi touches something, the buck stops there. There's no such thing as a Chamishi Latumah. There's an Avatumah, there's a Rishon Latumah, there's a Sheni Latumah, there's a Shlishi Latumah, there's a Revi Latumah. Now, the source of the Tumah is referred to as an Avatumah, and the reason is, just like the Av, he's the source of the Mishpacha, he's the patriarch of the family, so it's a Mashal, therefore we refer to the source of the Tumah as being the Avatumah. A Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi are often referred to as Toldos of Tumah. Right? They're the Yoytze Chalutzov of this Tumah. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, depending on where it is in this pecking order. Now, why the difference in name? Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, they're all Toldos. The names are indicative. They represent the level of Tumah. As Tumah goes from point A to point B, the Tumah gets diluted. So it's like a virus that travels. It gets diluted as it goes from point A to point B. So Tumah dilutes as it's conveyed. So that an Avatumah, because it's the source, is of the strongest level of Tumah. If something touches an Avatumah, it's going to be Tameh, albeit a little bit diluted, and therefore it's only the Rishon Latumah. If something touches the Rishon Latumah, it's going to be Tameh, but it's going to be even a little bit more diluted. Hence, it's a Sheni Latumah. Shlishi, Revi, these are levels of Tumah. They're not just arbitrary names. And they really represent the Madrega of the Tumah. And the truth is, there's major nafkaminas between Rishon, Sheni, Shlishis, and Revis because of the fact that they represent different levels of Tumah. And different levels of Tumah have the ability to convey Tumah in different ways. So what's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that we need for our sugya? Anything that comes in contact with an Ava Tumah is going to become Tameh. It's going to become a Rishon Latumah. A Rishon Latumah only has the ability to be Metama Oichlin Amashkin. So a Rishon Latumah that would come in contact with a person, the person would not become Tameh. If a Keli would touch a Rishon Latumah, that Keli would not become Tameh. Oichlin,
oimashkin that come in contact with a rishon latoma would become tame. What tuma do they become? They become a sheni latoma. A sheni latoma has the ability to be metama again only oichlan umashkin. If only oichlan umashkin could be a sheni latoma, kalvachomer shlishi and kalvachomer revi. But sheni latoma that comes in contact with oichlan umashkin would make the oichlan umashkin shlishi latoma, but only if it's either truma or kachim. So chulin is not capable of becoming a shlishi or a revi latoma. It's only truma or kachim, machmas k'dushasam, and the sensitivity of the item, they're shayach to becoming a shlishi and a revi latoma. A shlishi latoma can make a revi latoma, but only kachim. Even truma, which could become a shlishi latoma, would not be able to become a revi latoma. So as it relates to rishon latoma, anything could become a rishon latoma. Sheni latoma would have to be oichlan umashkin. Shlishi latoma would have to be at the very least truma. Revi latoma is something that shayach only if it's going to be kachin. As it relates to the sugya that we're learning right now, the Mishnah had mentioned that on the same day the Rabbi Akiva said his drasha that kishem shamayim boitkin oisa, kachamayim boitkin oisa. The same day the Rabbi Akiva said his drasha that kishem shasur labal, kachasur labayil. He said a drasha in the sugya of shlishi latoma. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, it says in the Torah, and I'm reading from the Mishnah, the chol kli cheres, ashe yipo mehem el toichoi, kol ashe besoicho yitma, v'oisoi sishboiru. So we're talking about a kli cheres, an earthenware keli, which has its unique shulchan aruch in the world of Tumah v'tahira. There was food inside the kli cheres, a sheretz fell into the kli cheres. The sheretz is an avatoma. It was one of the shmeinah shratzim. It made the kli cheres into a rishon latoma. There was food inside the kli cheres, so that the kli cheres made the food into a sheni latoma. We just said oichlan umashkin could become a sheni latoma. Said Rabbi Akiva, if you look at the pasuk doesn't just say that the food is going to be tame; it's going to be a sheni latoma. But it says kol hashem besoicha yitma. So Rabbi Akiva said eno yomer tame. It doesn't say kol hashem besoicha tame elo yitma. It says it's going to be yitma. What does yitma mean? Latame acherim. It's going to be tame, but it's going to be able to be metame as well. Lime, said Rabbi Akiva. This teaches us al kikar sheni shemetame sashlishi. That a kikar sheni has the ability to be metama shlishi. That is an idea that a food item that's a sheni latoma has the ability to make a shlishi latoma. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua heard what Rabbi Akiva said, and he said, "Mi yigala offer me necha Rabbi Yechem and Zake." Halavai Rabbi Yechem and Zake was alive to hear what I just heard. Shno yisa oim Rabbi Yechem and Zake. You used to say osidar achar litar kikar shlishi she'en loy mikra natayra. That there's going to be a generation that's going to say there's no such thing as a shlishi latoma. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan felt that a day would come where people would say there's no such thing as a shlishi latoma is because ein lo mikra min ha-Torah. Because if you go through all the psukim of Tumah v'Torah, there's no makar in the Torah to this inyan of a shlishi latoma. V'alei Rabbi Akiva talmidcha, yet yutam Rabbi Akiva mevi lo mikra min ha-Torah shehu tameh. He found a pasuk shenemar, it says kol hashem besoicha yitma, that the klicheres, which is a rishon latoma, can make the food a sheni in a way that it would be yitma, that it in itself would be able to make a shlishi. Either way, the next sugya is going to pick up on this note. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua quoted Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai as having said that there's no mikra in the Torah, there's no source to the idea that a sheni latoma can make something into a shlishi latoma. And it was because of this Rabbi Yochanan was so worried, he was insecure. I see a Yeridus Hadayrus coming. Yechman Zakkai witnessed the Churban, Malka Vesareh Bagoyim in Torah. And he was afraid that a day is going to come where this Inyan is going to be lost. People are not going to chap that there's an Inyan of a Shlishi Latoma. But Freit the Gemara, what's the obvious question? Miyacha de'en loy, lama tome. If Rabbi Yechman Zakkai held that there's no Makar in the Torah to the Inyan of a Sheni being able to make a Shlishi, so what's Zakkab Shah? Why isn't it that there's something called a Shlishi Latoma? If there's no Pasik that teaches me this halacha, then what is the makar? Amar Rabbi Marav, Shabbi Huda said in the name of Rab, Minat Torah ain't. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai had no pasuk in the Torah. However, midin kal v'chaymer yeshlo. But he was able to exercise one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shaitar in Adreshes Pem in order to learn this halacha. What was this kal v'chaymer? A kal v'chaymer from Tful Yoyim. Umat Tful Yoyim, Madacha Tful Yoyim. Shem muter b'chulin. Who's allowed to eat chulin. Pa'isal b'truma is not allowed to eat truma. Kikar sheni, she'pasal b'chulin.
Kikur Sheni, which is something that is possible b'chulin, Eino Yidin Sheyasal Shlusha B'Truma, certainly it should have the ability to create Truma and make it into a Shlusha B'Truma. So what does this mean? We're making a Kal V'Chomer between the Sheni L'Toma and between the Tvol Yayim. Sheni L'Toma we just explained. What's a Tvol Yayim? A Tvol Yayim is a person or an item that's Tameh that went to the Mikvah. So the halacha is that even after a person, for example, that's tummy goes to the mikveh, he doesn't become 100% tar, but rather he has to wait until Harav Shemesh. He has to wait until the sun sets, and only then is he going to be completely tar. For when the person that's tummy went to the mikveh until the sun sets, he's known as a tful yoyim. A tful yoyim is tummy, but because he went to the mikveh, so qualitatively, his tumma is not on the same level as it was before he went to the mikvah. Is he tahar? Not 100%. But at the same time, on some level, he is a little bit tahar. He gets this very, very unique halacha of a tful yayim. What we need as it relates to the tful yayim is, a tful yayim is allowed to eat chulin, but a tful yayim is not allowed to eat shum. When we say a tful yayim is allowed to eat chulin, it means he could eat chulin. And Rashi quotes a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos that says he could even eat ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni, legabi this halacha is treated like chulin. The point is, a tful yayim could eat regular chulin, that's for sure. And he could even eat ma'aser sheni. At the same time, a tful yayim can eat truma. How do you know a tful yayim can eat truma? It's the first Mishnah in Ches. Me'imas like koyin ashma ba'arvis. The Kayanim weren't allowed to eat Truma. Which Kayanim? The Kayanim that were Tameh, and they went to the mikvah, and they're at Tvol Yayim. They had to wait until the sun sets. They have to wait until it's Shein Tzeit to say Krishma, to tell Svira, right? They have to wait until nighttime in order for them to be able to eat Truma. Because of this Inyan that at Tvol Yayim is not allowed to eat Truma. So at Tvol Yayim is Mutta Bechulin, even Ma'aser Sheni, but at Tvol Yayim is not allowed to eat Truma. But as it relates to understanding the Madrega Satoma of Tful Yoyim, a Tful Yoyim is a Tame, but it doesn't contradict Chulin. All Chulin, the rabbi is even Ma'aser Sheni. He could eat all Chulin. Yet, it is very much a contradiction to Truma. Tumas Tful Yoyim doesn't go together with Truma. A Tful Yoyim is not allowed to eat Truma. Kikur Sheni, a Sheni L'Tuma, is possible to Chulin. Number one, Chulin can become a Sheni L'Tuma. Even more, if you would have Ma'aser Sheni, which we're referring to as Chulin in this sugya, if it was a Sheni L'Tuma, it would be Aser to eat. That means a Sheni L'Tuma is a Stira to Chulin. It's, the Tuma is too strong as it relates even to Chulin. Chulin, that's a Sheni L'Tuma, is a Shtik Shuma. It's a Shtik Tuma. And as a result, just a good example, if it was Ma'aser Sheni, you wouldn't be able to eat it. So what do you see from there? You see Sheni L'Toma in the world of Eichas HaToma is more Tame than a Tvol Yayim. So if it's more Tame than a Tvol Yayim, Kal V'Chomer, if a Sheni L'Toma would come in contact with Truma, it should make the Truma into a Shlishi L'Toma. So again, we got this Kal V'Chomer, it's a little bit tricky. The Kal V'Chomer is always based on comparing and contrasting a Dover Kal and a Dover Chomer. The Dover Kal is the Tvol Yayim, the Dover Chomer is the Sheni L'Toma. How do you know that the Tful Yoyim is Kal relative to the Sheni L'Toma? Because Tful Yoyim is not a Stira to Chulin, as opposed to Sheni L'Toma is a Stira to Chulin. A Tful Yoyim could eat Chulin, L'Rabbis Ma'aser Sheni. A Sheni L'Toma is Kal on Chulin. And if you had Ma'aser Sheni, that was a Sheni L'Toma, it's like eating Ma'aser Sheni Tmeya. It'd be a very, very big problem. So you see Tful Yoyim is Kal in the way it interacts with Chulin, as opposed to Sheni L'Toma is Chomer in the way it interacts with Chulin. So that means that Sheni L'Toma is more Chomer than Tful Yoyim. Good. So we established the building blocks of this Kal V'Chomer. One is the Kal and the other one is the Chomer. So as it relates now to the halacha that we're going to learn, so Madoch Tful Yoyim, which is the Kal, is a stira to truma, because mishosha kianim nechnasim lachem betruma, and the tful yoyim is not allowed to eat truma. So mikal v'chomer then that a sheni l'toma has to be a stira to truma as well. Okay, so therefore what? Here's the punchline, drum roll. Therefore, if a sheni l'toma comes in contact with truma, it makes the truma into a shlishi l'toma. And this was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's makar to this inyan, to this concept that a sheni l'tuma that comes in contact with truma would make the truma into a shlishi l'tuma. Now, what's the obvious question?
The obvious question is, this Kal V'chaimer doesn't feel right. And the reason it doesn't feel right is because it violates the number one principle of Kal V'chaimer, which is, Dayoi lovim in adin liyas kenodin. Meaning, you want to tell me there's a Kal V'chaimer between Tful Yoyim and Sheni Lutuma? I hear it's a klara Kal V'chaimer. But that would just say then that any halacha that you have by a Tful Yoyim, you also have to have as it relates to a Sheni Lutuma. So you would tell me that if a Tful Yoyim is a stira to Truma, so that means that Sheni Lutuma is also a stira to Truma. I hear. So you want to tell me that based on the Kal V'chaimer, Truma could become a Sheni Lutuma Gevaldik? It just so happens that we anyways know that Truma could become a Sheni Lutuma. I mean, if Chulin could become a Sheni Lutuma, certainly Truma could become a Sheni Lutuma. But Lechura, how can I learn from the fact that Tful Yoyim is a stira to Truma that means that a Sheni Lutuma can make a Shlishi Lutuma of Truma? I can learn that Sheni Lutuma should be a stira to Truma, but how could I learn that it can make a Shlishi Lutuma? So Rashi asked the Kasha. Rashi says that the answer is a very simple answer, because we have a rule that whenever you have a Kal V'chaimer, and there's nothing to use this Kal V'chaimer for, if you're going to invoke the principle of Daya, lo yomrinan Daya. So hecha demifrach Kal V'chaimer, lo yomrinan Daya. And Rashi says that if we would not use this Kal V'chaimer, this Gishmak of Kal V'chaimer, between the Sheni Lutoma and the Tful Yoyim, to teach me the halacha that a Sheni can make a Shlishi B'Truma, there'd be nothing to use this Kal V'chaimer for. Because to use the Kal V'chaimer to teach me that Truma could become a Sheni Lutoma, that's B'chal Masayim Mon. If Chulin Amayis Sheni could, of course Truma can. So I don't need the Kal V'chaimer for that. I have to use the Kal V'chaimer for something. So what would that something be? To teach me that a Sheni can make a Truma into a Shlishi. You don't see that in Tful Yoyim. It's true you don't see it in Tful Yoyim. But at the same time, there is a Kal V'chaimer, and I see from the Kal V'chaimer that Madach Tful Yoyim Kol Shkein Sheni L'Tumah, and I have no choice in this case to Darshan Daya, because if I'm not going to Darshan Daya, there's not going to be anything else to Darshan. So the bottom line is, this was a little bit long-winded, but what's the bottom line? Rabbi Yechon Zaki said, I have no pasuk in the Torah. There was no pasuk. That's why he was very worried about this halacha that says that a Sheni can make a that can make Truma into a Shlishi, but at the same time he did have a Kal V'chaimer. The Kal V'chaimer was from the Tful Yoyim. Madach the Tful Yoyim, that's Mutar B'chulin, it's place of the Truma. So the Kikur Sheni, that's possible B'chulin, Einoi Din, certainly it should be able to make a Shlishi B'Truma. But the Gemara says, Ikla Merfach, at the end of the day, I still have a Kal V'chaimer. Meaning the Kal V'chaimer is predicated on there being a Kal and a Chomer, like every Kal V'chaimer is. What's the Kal? Tful Yoyim. What's the Chomer? Sheni Lutoma. The Gemara says, I could argue just the opposite. I could say, Malut Tful Yoyim, Shekein Avatoma. Maybe the reason Tful Yoyim is Paisal Betruma is because a Tful Yoyim has a Chumrah. A Chumrah that a Sheni Lutoma doesn't have. What's the Chumrah? It's an Avatoma. So for example, a person was Tomei Tumas Meis. A Tomei Meis is an Avatoma. If he goes to the mikvah and he's waiting for the sun to set, after he already dealt with the Paradumos, at this point, he's going to be a Tful Yoyim. Now, this Tful Yoyim was at its core an avatoma. If somebody's a Zav, goes to the mikvah. Okay, so right now he was an avatoma, meaning the underlying toma is an avatoma. So maybe it's for that reason it's Paisal Betruma. However, at the same time, Mechatesi, a Sheni Lutoma, which can't be an avatoma, right? A Sheni Lutoma by definition is not an avatoma. And as a result, some hechatesi would be Paisal Betruma. But the Gemara says, no, it's not Bucha, because Tesi mit Tful Yoyim de Sheretz. I could still make the same exact Kal V'chaimer, not from a Tful Yoyim where the underlying toma was an avatoma, but from a Tful Yoyim where the underlying toma was a Rishon Lutoma. So for example, somebody came in contact with a Sheretz, he now becomes a Rishon Lutoma, he's Tomei, he has to go to the mikvah. He went to the mikvah, he's waiting for the sun to set. Right now he's a Tful Yoyim, so he's a Tful Yoyim, but he's not a Tful Yoyim, the avatoma is a Tful Yoyim. The Rishon Lutoma. So what's the Pircha Malot Tful Yoyim? That it's an Avatoma. I hear. I can make the same exact Kal V'chaimer. Nothing changes. All the laws are the same for the Tful Yoyim that was a Zav, let's say, versus the Tful Yoyim that touched the Sheretz. And I'll make the same exact Kal V'chaimer. But the Gemara says, I still have a Pircha. Similar Pircha Malot Tful Yoyim, the Sheretz. Shekein B'minoi Avatoma. Tful Yoyim, the Sheretz. The person that touches the Sheretz, even though he himself was never an Avatoma, but he is of a min, a species, that can be an avatoma. Meaning a person could be an avatoma. This person grad is not. But a person can, as opposed to food, which can never be an avatoma. It's not possible for food to be an avatoma, right? How would food be an avatoma? Incidentally, there's something called tumas oichlin, but it's a din derabbanan, and besides, food can never be an avah tumah. Even food that comes in contact with a mace, right? Ordinarily, someone or something that comes in contact with a mace, so the tumah mace is an avah tumah. It's not a rishon l'tumah, it's an avah tumah. But food that comes in contact with a mace is not an avah tumah. And as a result, so food doesn't even have b'minoy, an idea of an avah tumah, as opposed to every single tful yoin, at the very least, is either an avatoma or yesh b'minay avatoma, and it's for that reason you can't learn. So again, I'll tell you, malut ful yoim, that's paisel b'truma. Maybe the reason it's paisel b'truma is because it's either an avatoma yesh b'minay avatoma, as opposed to shendi l'tuma, which is oichlin, so that by definition has no shaychis to avatoma. Zok the gemara kli cheres yoichiach. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I have a pirch on that. The pirch would be a kli cheres. A kli cheres could be metama truma. Now, what do you see? Kli cheres is matama. That's the pasuk in the Mishnah. Kol hashem b'soicha yitma. Snisi, it could for sure be matama, right? It for sure could be matama truma. And a kli cheres also can't be an avatoma, because the halacha is that if a kli cheres touches a mace, this is already an obscure halacha, although the kli cheres becomes tame, but not tame so that it would be able to be matama. That's the halacha. And being that it can't be matama, it can't be an avatoma. An avatoma, by definition, is something that could be mashpia. And being that this kli cheres that touched the mace, although it became tame, so it's technically tame tomas mace, but it doesn't have the ability to be metama, so it's not an avatoma. And for that reason, that's a pircha on the pircha. Maybe what's the pircha? You'll tell me malut for yom shepayz l'truma. That's because there's a shaychas avatoma. Kli cheres yechiyach. Kli cheres also has ability to be metama truma, and it has no shaychas avatoma. So to remember, malut kli cheres, I have a pircha on kli cheres as well. Shekei metama meavira. Kli cheres has a very special chumra in that the way kli cheres is metama, if something falls into the ear space of a kli cheres, it becomes tame. That's very, very unique. You don't find that by other tumas. Usually you have to touch it. But here it's metama meavira. So maybe that's why it has the ability to be metama truma. A tful yoyim is not metame ma'aviroi, and still you see it's metame truma. The chazer adit. Now I have two makairis already, two independent places where you find something is poisel b'truma, something is tame and it's at odds with truma. You find it with regards to the tful yoyim. Tful yoyim is not already truma, and you find it with regards to the klicheres. Klicheres is metame truma. If that's the case, once I have two, even though each one has a pircha, however, loyroy is ekeroy is ever loyroy is ekeroy is etzad ashav shebehen shemutarim bechulin upoislim b'truma. The tzad ashav is that the mutar bechulin and they poisel b'truma is kolshken kikosheni shepoisel bechulin the poisel b'truma. So certainly a kikosheni, which is paisel b'chulin, like we said earlier, so certainly it's going to have the ability to be paisel b'truma. So this was Rabbi Yechem Azakis Kalvachaymer. It's Kalvachaymer, and really his makar to the Indian that a sheni l'tumah that comes in contact with truma, it would make the truma into a shlishi l'tumah. He had no makar from this in a pasuk, but at the same time, he had a Kalvachaymer. What was the Kalvachaymer? We're going to learn sheni l'tumah, Kalvachaymer from etzad hashav, Kalvachaymer from tful yoyim, and from kli cheres. Now, Rabbi Yechem Azakeh was worried that a Shpeita de Gedar was going to come, you read the Sadoides, and they were going to knock out this whole halacha. So what was that pircha that Rabbi Yechem Azakeh seemed to be aware of that he was worried a Dar Achron was going to pull out, right? Rabbi Yechem Azakeh wasn't simply worried about Hefkeris. He was worried that there would be a kasha on this Kalvachayim. So the question is, what was that kasha? V'dar Achar Parich, Rabbi Yechem Azakeh was worried that a Dar Achar was going to come and ask the following question. Malat Tzad HaShav HaShabahen, Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. At the end of the day, you have a Tzad HaShav. What's the Tzad HaShav, Tful Yoyim, and Klicheres? Now, each one has a chumra, but they don't have each other's chumra. As a result, that's the making of a really nice tzad hashava. But at the same time, each one has a chumra. And being that each one has a chumra, so he was worried that somebody was going to come and somebody was going to say, you still can't learn a sheni l'tumah from the tzad hashava between tful yoyim and between klicheres. Why? Because each one has a chumra. Incidentally, Tosfos elsewhere asks, I understand, ask this kasha on every single tzad hashava in the world. Every tzad hashava has a tzad chomer. It's a very good kasha. It's Tosfos kasha. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai not nispal from this? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that tzad chomer loy parach. He wasn't nispal from this svara of tzad chomer. Like we just said, every tzad hashava you could ask this kasha. And even if maybe there's something unique in this sugya, but even that unique svara Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't nispal with. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went and he darshan this kalvachayim. So we'll make a schala on the next gemara and then we'll pick this up tomorrow. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Minay l'revi b'kodesh she pasal. How do you know that a revi b'kodesh can be pasal? Meaning that if a shlishi l'tumah comes in contact with kachin, it makes the kachin into a revi. So until now, we've been discussing the halacha of the Mishnah, and that is a sheni that comes in contact can make a shlishi.
Rabbi Akiva had a drasha, and Rabbi Yechon Zakkai said, really, it wasn't a drasha, it was a kal v'chomer. He was worried about the pircha and the kal v'chomer. Good. Now we're going from Sheni to Shlishi to Revi. So said Rabbi Yossi, how do you know that if a Shlishi Latoma comes in contact with Kachim, it would make the Kachim into a Revi Latoma? And again, let's just chazer this over. Only Kachim could be a Revi Latoma. So that even Truma, which can be a Shlishi Latoma, but doesn't have the ability to be a Revi Latoma, it's Dafka, Chaymer Bekoidesh Mi Betruma, it's only Kachim that has the ability to be a Revi Latoma. So said Rabbi Yossi, I know from a Kalvo Chaymer, Vedenu, Ma Mechosi Kippurim, Shemote Betruma, Pasol Bekoidesh, Shlishi Shapasol Betruma, Enoi Din Sheyasi Revi Bekoidesh. It's a very, very similar Kalvo Chaymer to the Kalvo Chaymer that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said on Amid Aleph. A tful yoim is someone that was tummy, went to the mikvah, he's waiting for the sun to set. As soon as the sun sets, he's going to be 100% tar. There's certain people that even after they go to the mikvah and the sun sets, they're still tummy until they bring a carbon. For example, a nazir tummy, we just learned the sugyas, how to bring a carbon, a zava, right? There's certain people, here, ledes, how to bring carbonas. So there's certain people that had to bring carbonas in order for them to achieve mitzayra, full tahira. Someone that was tummy, went to the mikvah ready, had hair of shemesh, but didn't bring his or her karbanas yet, is what's known as a mechusik kippurim. A mechusik kippurim is tameh, but because of the fact that he or she already did so much towards the haira, so therefore that tumah qualitatively is not on the same level of tumah. So we said earlier, tful yoyim's tumah, be'echus, is not like a regular tameh's tumah. A mechusik kippurim's is even a little bit less. L'mayin nafkemina for our sugya. A mechusik kippurim, in contrast to a tful yoim, can eat truma, only can't eat kachim. So a tful yoim can eat chulin, and even ma'isa sheni can't eat truma, certainly can't eat kachim. A mechusik kippurim is already allowed to eat truma, meaning when the Mishnah says in brachas tapez, mishosha ke'anim nechnas alach b'chumasim, it's true even if they were mechusik kippurim. So at that point, they're allowed to eat truma. It's just kachim that they're not going to be allowed to eat until they bring the carb. So in other words, what do you see from here? A mechusik kippurim is mote b'truma. Yet, he's pasul b'kodesh. A mechusik kippurim is not allowed to eat kachim. So shlishi shapasul b'truma. A shlishi l'tuma, which is a stira to truma, meaning that it's more chomer than a mechusik kippurim, because a mechusik kippurim and truma, ashrecha v'toivloch, as opposed to shlishi l'tuma, if it was truma, that would be a very, very big problem. So certainly, if a shlishi l'tuma would come in contact with kachim, it would make the kachim into revi l'tuma. So again, it's a kal v'chomer. Set up the kal v'chomer means you have to have a kal and a chomer. What's the kal and the chomer? The kal is the mechusik kippurim. The chomer is the shlishi l'tuma. Where do you find that a shlishi l'tuma is more chomer than a mechusik kippurim? Because a mechusik kippurim is not at odds with truma. Shlishi l'tuma is at odds with truma. What then is the halacha that we're going to learn? That madach, the mechusik kippurim, which is not at odds with truma, is at odds with kachim. So the shlishi l'tuma, which is at odds with truma, certainly would be at odds with kachim. That what? It can make kachim into revi. Fake Rashi, the same kasha. You want to tell me a kal v'chomer that a shlishi l'tuma itself should be at odds with kachim based on the kal v'chomer? I get it. But that it can make a revi? Where do you see that in mechusik kippurim? And if you don't see that in mechusik kippurim, daya love him and aden liyas kedod. And Zog Rashi, there's al b'teretz. Heichad amif kal v'chomer le'amrin and daya. And if you're not going to use the kal v'chomer to teach me this halacha, this is giving nothing to learn from this kal v'chomer. And as a result, you're going to have no choice but to dash in the kal v'chomer at the cheshbon of daya, because that's the rule. That when it's mifrat kal v'chomer, you don't sneed die. So Rabbi Yossi continued in the Braisa, and Rabbi Yossi said, the lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh mina Torah. We have a makar that kachim can become a shlishi l'tuma from a pasuk, which by the way was in contrast to what we said on Amud Aleph, that as it relates to truma, that we had to come on to a kal v'chomer to learn that there's a shlishi by truma, v'revi mi kal v'chomer, and as it relates to revi, that's the kal v'chomer that we just said. Shlishi l'kodesh mina Torah minol. What's the makar that a Kodesh could become a shlishi l'tuma? The chesed, the pasuk says, "Va'abasa asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yeyachol." Ironically, this is the same pasuk that we saw in Amud Aleph regarding Dovah Sheyesh Beidas Lishah, which feels like three shiurim ago. But either way, so the pasuk says, "Va'abasa asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yeyachol." So basner kachin that becomes tamei and alad eat it milo yaskinon denagav sheni. It sounds like it was yigah b'chol tamei. What does b'chol tamei mean?
any tumah that's mafurish in the Torah, even a sheni l'tumah. The parasha of sheni l'tumah is mafurish in the Torah. It's the shlishis and the revi's what we're getting busy with kal v'chaymers. But sheni is mafurish, so it sounds like if kachim would touch any tumah amafurish is b'Torah, even a sheni l'tumah, it would become tami. V'amrachmana lo yiyachel. And the Torah said lo yiyachel. So you see mafurish in the Torah that kodesh that comes in contact with a sheni becomes a shlishi. What about revi? Revi kal v'chaymer. Revi needs a kal v'chaymer. What's a kal v'chaymer? Kedam marin. Like we just said, it's learned out from a chosin kippurim. So the bottom line is we're going to stop here. The Gemara is going to continue. We're stopping. But as far as the Kal V'Chaymer, we spoke about two Kal V'Chaymer here. Not easy, but two Kal V'Chaymer. One was to teach me that Shruma could become a Shlishi L'Toma. It's Kal V'Chaymer from Tfil Yoyim. The other one was to teach me that Kodesh could become a Revi L'Toma. That was learned out Kal V'Chaymer from Mechusa Kippurim.